Om benta sado. Now there are many different methods, skillful methods or practices to generate or to develop our innate compassion. And one of the most popular practices in Tibetan Buddhism is the practice of the Buddha of Compassion, known as Avalokiteshvara, and the Tibetan term for Buddha of Compassion is Chenrezig. And Chenrezig has been translated in many different ways in English, but one of the most accurate I ever found was the translation by a great English scholar called David Snellgrove, Professor David Snellgrove. He had translated Chenrezig as glancing eyes. And that's the most accurate, actually. That's what Chenrezig is all about, glancing eyes. His eyes are always opened, always glancing at you. What is your problem? What is your suffering? Where the need is? So he's ready all the time. Like the fire engine people, I heard that. I heard they have to be ready all the time, isn't it? They have to just go in 5 minutes' time. Like that, Chenrezig. 24 hours ready to help. And basically, in Vajrayana practice, it's all about visualization, generation, completion stages through different deities. You say deities? Yeah. And basically, all the deities boils down to three major, the root deities. And these are, first is Manjushri. Second is Chenrezig, Avalokiteshvara, and the third is Vajrapani. Manjushri is the personification of the wisdom, or the knowledge, or the wisdom. We say Sherap. I think the correct term for Sherap in Sanskrit is Jnana. Jnana means knowledge, or something like wisdom. Jnana. Manjushri symbolizes the wisdom aspect of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas put together. That's who the Manjushri is. So Manjushri often got a wisdom sword, you know, to cut the ignorance with this sharp blade. So I think you've got white Manjushri empowerment from Tsassep Tukur Rinpoche, I heard today, yeah? Really great, yeah. Manjushri. And this is actually one of the first mantra we ever teach Tibetan children, is the mantra of Manjushri, that is Om Arapadana. Have you ever done this? Just say Om Arapadana. When you say what is happening is you are sharpening your tongue between the teeth, and also think to enhance the sharpening. There's also small powdered charcoal which helps you to sharpen even more. So when you say like hundreds of, you know, tiny particles of charcoal also coming out and sharpening your tongue. And this is especially very beneficial for those who stammer. You say stammer? Mm-hmm. Stammer.
Stutter.
And those, yeah, what that?
Stutter.
Stutter.
When they talk.
Yes, yes, that's very good. You say early in the morning especially is best. And it was said that when Sakya Tenzin, the head of Sakyapa, was born, I read his life story, that as soon as he was born, his father wrote the syllable D on his tongue with a medicinal ink or something, so that child will become very sharp mind, sharp tongue as well. So this is the first mantra. And there's a story that in old Tibet, they found that no matter how much the Tibetan monks study, they don't get distinction. But the Mongolians, they were not studying much, Mongolian monks, yet they are getting distinctions. So the Tibetan monk started doing investigation. What is the reason behind that? Then the Tibetan monks found that Mongolians were spending a great deal of time doing this mantra. Therefore, they could learn so much in much shorter time. So then Tibetan monks started doing also. As long as possible. That is too sharp. It's really beneficial, actually, especially for children when they're just beginning. So this is, everybody knows, all Tibetan children. And now, having wisdom, having knowledge is not enough. One should have compassion, genuine compassion. Otherwise, there is a danger we might misuse our knowledge or wisdom. So for that reason, we need compassion. So Avalokiteshvara, or the Chenrezig Singh, is the personification of the compassionate aspect of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas put together. So Avalokiteshvara represents the compassionate aspect of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Now we have wisdom, knowledge. We also have compassion, so we won't misuse our wisdom and knowledge. But that's not enough. We need now energy. We need power. We need strength to put the wisdom through compassion into action to symbolize all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Action or the activity is a Tibetan word called tinle, which means activity. That is symbolized by a wrathful deity called Vajrapani. Are you familiar with Vajrapani? Yeah, Vajrapani. So we have Manjushri, the wisdom, Avalokiteshvara, compassion, and Vajrapani, power, or the energy, or the strength. So even in our ordinary life, we need these three in order to function properly, in order to benefit others as well as yourself. We need wisdom, we need compassion, and we need energy. So these three are the roots of all the other deities. So this is very important to recognize. Yeah. And then tomorrow, or day after tomorrow, I will give you the oral transmissions of mantras of some of the usual or the useful deities that we might use them in our daily practices, with oral transmissions, with their literal meanings of the mantras, so that we know, we get a rough idea what this mantra literally means. Yeah, something like that. So it is said that Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara took a vow saying that until he liberates everybody from samsara, he won't get enlightened. He took a promise that he would be the last one to get enlightened. And whenever he breaks his vow, his body should break into thousands pieces or something like that. So it was said that he, Avalokiteshvara, was able to empty the samsara one time. No one was left behind. Then he was very happy. He said, at last I have achieved my goal. I was able to liberate everybody. But he said, let me just check one more in case someone is left somewhere. He went to check and he was so surprised and shocked to see that there were even more sentient beings to be liberated. So he said, that's not possible. He said, now I must first get enlightened and then do something for them. At that moment, his head broke into 11 pieces and his body broke into 1,000 pieces. And then Buddha Amitabha came and said, oh, I see. Did you break your vow? He said, yes. He says, don't worry, I'll put you together. Wow. Said, I'll put you together. And then Buddha Amitabha put it together with Buddha Amitabha's compassion. And that's how we end up Avalokiteshvara with 11 heads and 1,000 arms with 1,000 eyes. That's the story behind this appearance. But there are many different, methods or different forms of Avalokiteshvara. So this is the 1,000 arm, 11 heads with 1,000 eye. But there are also with 4 arm Avalokiteshvara, such as this one, and right here. And there are also Avalokiteshvara with just two arms, often resting like this. Like this. This posture is known as Semnyin also, which means the mind itself. Nyelso means healing exhaustion. The mind itself healing exhaustion posture when you sit like this. And there are also Avalokiteshvara like holding lotus flower, and there are Avalokiteshvara with six arms, all kinds of. So this particular Avalokiteshvara which we are going to practice today is the four-armed. And the four arms symbolizes four immeasurables that we just discussed. And it's a beautiful practice, and it is short practice, concise, yet easy. So I will just give you the oral transmission of the Tibetan. It's short. And then maybe Ruth can slowly read the English. And then as Ruth reads, we keep on visualizing what Ruth is reading. And then we will accumulate the mantra of Avalokiteshvara. First, the oral transmission, so you can practice. Not only you can practice, you can also give this oral transmission to other people. And one of the good things about Avalokiteshvara practice is it comes under so-called non-risky practices, because it doesn't have much tantric vows to keep or commitments, samayas to break or something like that. So, and if you break, of course, Avalokiteshvara will always forgive you as full of compassion and loving kindness. So it's a great thing. And the mantra of Avalokiteshvara is Om Mani Padme Hum. And this mantra in Tibetan society, we say in the beginning, no one has to teach you how to say this in Tibet. Everybody knows by hearing, listening. And in the middle, you will never generate pride from knowing it, as everybody knows. Even my kid knows, 6.5 years old. He knew it when he was 3 years old. So this, and at the end, we say, you don't have to worry thinking you might forget the mantra. So it has these three great qualities. Very easy to do, yet it means a lot.
Dungye kuin da tewar shok dhe da ta dhumye dhe shi chee kuin tanyom lanye shi pabwa tuji shi mungu dhungye shi nungu shi pabwa tuji shi mula cha shi shi ranyi geji tenpe tingzi ki tongpe nga le pe manda we de pe kar eje yonsi ki wale tuji nga da pabwa jere si shi ji cha shi kundo ka la zhe re tangpu shangyi tokar temo cha ra cha ye omarin chi shi re nam cha ye pe kar tab kyo yuwa chi shi zum jen da shi ge yin to shi uda cha lo ten di gen du ki chi zu san gen na wa ta ye shi o ranyi di dar si tokar ro pe ma kar bu dab ru ge we yi ge shi zen du du dab de ne oma ne pe me hung shi te dar si we ku le yu tu pe na wa tam jen na do la yi go pa we ge bu tuji chi mbur mi ma le yu jun ji we ta la so ta kwa tam je ta do nga ki da ten to ken ga ne sum ta de da ma sum jen de gong pe nga la sha te dar se ve ringa du du bo da sur ma nyam ja don ti bom da om ma ni pe me hung om ma ni pe me hung om ma ni pe me hung om o arya lo ge shora sa pari wara ben za ar gam pa da yam bi ben di be a lo ge gen de ne te shab da par ti za ye so she jam ma li ken ba chom den den do kun la po je da pur tse Gimme Jebe Tilengen, Gombucheres in La Chaze, Kiawandi, Nurdona, Jeres, one Rugunen, Oji Gamale, Tesalango, Barajo, Tedergindu, Gomdeja, Gavzuja, the Tilengen, Gawas and Jimon, Papa, Tuji Jimon, the Asian nobles, also, Papa, Tuji Jimon, the Asian nobles, also, this is written twice. Samaya Gaga, no sons of Mabunen to Gurunzi Chibete. Then Tangba, this, now I'm trying to promote my business. If you want CDs, they're available. This one is really well recorded. And this translation I did with a committee of three Dakinis in New Orleans called Dakinis Translation Committee before the Katrina hurricane. English, you can write, just read right from the beginning, even the small letters.
Yeah.
We dedicate this precious sadhana for the long life of Supreme.
Can you hear the back?
Can you hear it back?
Yeah.
We dedicate this precious sadhana for the long life of Supreme Lineage Holder of the Northern Treasures, Jungto Heichi Kabje Taklum Setral Rinpoche. Firstly, take refuge. In the Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha, most excellent, I take refuge until enlightenment is reached. By the merit of generosity and other good deeds, may I attain Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings.
Yeah, so that's great, isn't it? You take enlightenment until you get enlightened. And the day you get enlightened, others will take refuge in you. That's what it means, yeah. Then, next.
Then the four immeasurables. May sentient beings be happy. May they be free from all sufferings. May they never be separated from happiness. May they abide in equanimity towards all phenomena.
Yeah, now I'll explain you this. You see, it's very short sentences, yet all the meaning is there. This is a special quality of a Dharma text. Dharma are the texts which were taught by Guru Pema Sambhava in 8th century, and they were hidden by, mainly by his consort, Yeshe Tsogyal, wrote it down and hidden, and they were later rediscovered by Guru Pema Sambhava's own manifestation masters. And all the Dharmas are like this, short, yet all the meanings are there. It's instead of this, you know, just short. It's really beautiful, isn't it? This shows this is a Dharma text.
Herein is contained the sadhana of Maha Karinka, called the wish-fulfilling jewel.
Sadhana means liturgy. I learned this recently, this word, liturgy.
I prostrate to Arya Avalokiteshvara, Hri, oneself in the samadhi of instantaneous recollection. From out of emptiness, a lotus and moon disc seat, Hri, upon the white lotus, transforms into Lord Maha Karinka, Arya Avalokiteshvara. One face, four arms, body radiant white in colour. The palms of inner two hands folded at the heart level. The outer right hand holds a precious crystal mala. The left hand holds the stem of an eight-petaled white lotus. Smiling face, radiant eyes, prominent nose. Gathered up blue-black hair with the remainder braided. On the crown of the head, the Buddha Amitabha. In accordance with this, visualize at one's heart an open six-petaled white lotus, whose center is marked with the symbolic Kri. With one of the six syllables upon each petal, Om, hail to the wish-fulfilling jewel in the lotus, Hung Kri. This being so, from the clarity of the body, light emanates. Visualize all appearances as the appearances and emptiness of deity's form. The Arya regent, Mahakarinka, the greatly compassionate one, from the mantra, the resonance of the elements and so forth emerges as light. All vibration is the resonance and emptiness of resounding mantra. Rest within the state free from the extremes of arising, abiding, and cessation of thought. Abide in true state beyond words, thoughts, and expression. Visualizing in this way, recite six-syllable awareness mantra. Yes. Da, zu, ma, nom, ga, tong, ti, bum, da.
Yes, that means recite 100 times or 1,000 times or 10,000 or 100,000 times. Clearly and distinctly.
Clearly, distinctly, 100 times, 1,000 times, 10,000 times, 100,000 times. Om Mani Padme Hum. Thus, do the meditation and recitation continually. If one has the opportunity, is encouraged to make the following offerings and praises. Om Arya Lakshmarya Sapariwara, to the Noble Lord of Compassion and Retinue. I offer Vajra drinking water, water for washing feet, flour, incense, light scented water, food and music. To the omniscient Bhagavan, who loves all beings as if each were his only child. whose vast activities arise spontaneously and without interruption. I prostrate and praise the protector, Avalokiteshvara. By these virtuous actions, may I quickly attain the state of the mighty Avalokiteshvara. All sentient beings without exception, and place them on this level of realization. Thus, the sadhana of Arya Mahakarinka, called the wish-fulfilling jewel, is completed. Samaya,
Yeah. Means seal. Yeah. And often these teachings are not only sealed three times, but they're entrusted to certain protectors or protectoresses who become the guardian, so that it doesn't fall into wrong hands. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, yeah, just to get an idea.
Revealed from the red copper treasure vault in Western Tibet by the great Nirmakaya Vajrahara Rinzen Godem, this sadhana, which can be found in the Richen Terzo, Volume Za, pages 461 to 462, was provisionally translated from the Tibetan by Douglas Mills in Blackheath, Australia.
He's doing 3-year retreat now.
During 2004. Retranslated by the Dakini Translation Committee in New Orleans, USA, under the guidance of Karma Lundrup Rinpoche, on auspicious Guru Rinpoche Day, Sunday 20th March 2005. If there are any errors or omissions, we humbly seek forgiveness from the glorious Universal Mother, Mamo Ikajati. May it liberate everyone. Sawa Mangalam.
So what we do is visualize yourself as Buddha of compassion, like the picture you see there. And then at your heart, visualize a lotus flower and a moon disc. And upon the moon disc, visualize a lotus flower with 6 petals. And in the center, visualize a syllable Hri. Are you familiar with Hri? Let's just think Hri. And around the Hri, on each 6 petal, visualize the 6 syllable mantra: white Om, green Ma, yellow Ni, blue Pe, red Me, and dark blue Hung. And what this 6 syllable mantra does is that from when you do Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, this 6 syllable mantra started moving like a train. It started producing sound and heat and lights. Yeah, and the sound is the self-produced sound of Om Mani Padme Hum. And from the heat and the light, it produces 6 different colored light rays. And the white colored white light rays from the white Om purifies or delusion called pride, or I apprehending, or the ego apprehending, or the Tibetan word for pride is Nga Gyal, which simply means me victory. So it purifies the me victory concept. And the green light from Ma purifies the jealousy. And the yellow lights from yellow Ni purifies the desire attachment. And the blue light from blue pear purifies the ignorance, the root of all delusions. And the red light from red mare purifies the greed, or Tibetan word for greed is serna, means not wishing to share what you have with others. So that is called serna, just holding tight on the thing that you have, not sharing with others. Great. And the dark blue light from the dark blue home purifies the anger and hatred. So what happens is that because of these 6 different lights, it purifies the 6 different types of root afflicted emotions or delusions. Therefore, it liberate us from being reborn in 6 cyclic existences. Like the white, the pride liberates you from being reborn in God's realm, and the green light, when the jealousy is purified, you are actually liberated from being reborn in demigod realm, when the desire attachment is purified with the yellow light from yellow knee, you are no more reborn in human realm. And likewise with the pe, that is the last time you will be reborn as animal. And with the me, you will be not be reborn as a hungry ghost. And with the hum, you won't be reborn in 18 different types of hells. I think the hells are now becoming very funny in the Harry Potter's books and the movies. The hell realms are becoming kind of enjoyable realms for many kids to see this, you know. So anyway, this is the function, the benefit from doing Om Mani Padme Hum. So it is very simple, yet it is very powerful, this Om Mani Padme Hum. And it has got 6 syllables, and the Chenren Singh himself promised that if you do this 6 syllable 700,000 times, then you won't be reborn in samsara again. So it is, you can say, a magic mantra to liberate yourself from samsara without much thinking, just simply doing that and visualizing. So let us do this Om Mani Padme Hum. Can you think of any melody, Om Mani Padme Hum? Any kind of... Only melody I can think of is, you know, that's common on... Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. Let's do together. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. Oh. So next is the offering of the different offerings to the five senses. So maybe you can just imitate me.
Om Maya Lugeshwara Sabare Varam Benzar Kam Petayam Pupe Dupe Aloike Gende Neve Shabda Pardita Yeso.
And the next is the praise. So you can again imitate me.
Yejamale Kembai Jom Dende Roha Kunlai Boje Daburote Lendoi gumi jebe tile che ngombo jere se la chaze tu. Andi nyodo da jere se wa nrub gyoro ne ndowa chigyamane. Deye salangu baro.
Okay, so we conclude here today. Yes. And those who want this practice, the Ruth can make a photocopy, and then you can ask Ruth. This is very simple and easy to do, this practice. Welcome.
It's been a great blessing to be here. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'd like to thank
everybody for driving from far away. I heard a wonderful story recently that Lama Sopa Rinpoche is now in Australia.
Yes.
Yeah, and they said that Rinpoche went on until 1 or 1:30 a.m. And at the end, after 7 hours or something, he looked at and smiled and said, "Good morning, everybody." So I will make sure that this doesn't happen here. You can say good night.